The U.S. government, through its development arm, USAID, has long provided financial support to thousands of students in Malawi's public universities. Now the aid freeze is affecting several universities, including the Lilongwe University of Agriculture and Natural Resources, Nzuzu University, Kamuzu University of Health Sciences, and the Malawi University of Science and Technology, or MAST. James Mpande is the communications manager at MAST. He says the U.S. foreign aid freeze is a big blow to several USAID-funded projects the school was implementing.
And what it means now is that everything has been suspended. So if we are developing a curriculum, we can't proceed. If we had some outreach activities, we can't proceed. If we are in the process of making some procurements, we can't proceed.
He says some sponsored students may face the impact next semester.
Fortunately, we are in the mid of a semester, so probably fees or support for this semester was already sorted out. But for the upcoming semesters and years, it means the students will have to look elsewhere for support or they risk withdrawing.
However, Patience Yamikani Chakwana, a beneficiary of USAID at MAST, told VOA that she's already feeling the impact. Chakwana, a first-year student in business information technology, says the foreign aid suspension was imposed before students received money for their daily upkeep.
It was really unexpected. We just started school after a week, and then we were getting the news. At the time, we didn't have money, the pocket money weren't given. Imagine, I heard the news, first I had classes. Actually, didn't know what to do. That was the only hope I had.
Chakwana says besides paying for her tuition and accommodation, USAID was giving her money for groceries and the internet connection for her mobile phone. She says she now survives on money she borrows from friends. Jessica Bwira is Malawi's Minister of Higher Education. She says the aid suspension is discouraging, but says the Malawi government is finding other sources to help students.
We've engaged local partnerships, that is the private sector, to see how they can help us. We've also engaged our international partners. For example, we've got a standing agreement with the Republic of Morocco. We've also engaged the Czech Republic, and we'll be engaging others too.
Alexander Kude is the deputy director for the Commonwealth Students Association. He told VOA that the U.S. foreign aid suspension should be a wake-up call for developing countries to start investing more in education and reduce overdependence in foreign aid.
Look, the budget that United States of America use or funds us on this USAID is just a percentage of their money and budget. If you look at how much that is and where do they get it from, why not standing alone and doing it ourselves?
The Trump administration says it imposed the 90-day freeze to review USAID spending and make sure that it aligns with U.S. policy and interests. The freeze will extend through April 20th. Lamek Masina, VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.